Greetings. This is the first episode of All Things Movies and Sports podcast. My name is Dave.
And my name is Adam.
And we will be discussing Deadpool, first episode. So, yeah. Adam.
David.
Enjoyed it?
Did. Thoroughly.
Excellent. Excellent. Thought I did too.
Great.
Yep.
Yeah.
Where did you see it? Where did you see it the first time?
We went to that little cinema, I can't remember the name, in Manuka? Capital?
Oh, yeah.
Is it
yeah,
Capital? Yeah, had an early showing.
There were
a couple of kids.
Oh, really? Yeah. For an R-rated movie, that's quite interesting. Yeah.
I reckon they probably enjoyed it.
Yeah, good work, parents.
Bearing 101.
Yeah. Kate and I saw it in Singapore on our way back from...
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Subtitled?
There were subtitles, yes. Mm. Yep. But no, it was quite quite interesting for it to be first viewing overseas. But yeah. So, you know, I actually purchased it as well, so I've watched it several times.
Also purchased it because downloading is illegal.
That is correct.
And we would never do that.
No, not at all.
Oi, just be quick. Did you think that, yes, I just thought of this, was the advertising for it was
absolutely
good?
Brilliant, yeah.
And he really, really worked it?
Yep.
And
yep,
sort of got amongst everything. There was that Australia Day thing where he took the piss out of... Hugh Jackman, funnily enough, don't know why he would have done that.
But, no, of course not. No. But that was good. The things with the kids, with all the X-Men stuff in the park at the Halloween. That was quite funny.
That was actually. Oh, the tree. There's that cat in the tree.
Yep. And the whole ads for it being a Valentine's Day.
Yes,
romantic
I love
comedy.
Well, you know, it was a bit of a rom-com. That's why that's a new buzzword, isn't it?
Yeah.
Rom-com. Yeah. I think it did have elements. You know,
yeah.
I think it covered all areas.
It
was a love story.
It was action.
It was a bit
comedy.
Of action. You know, there was the good versus evil.
Yeah, and everything.
He even took bribe money to sort people out with that dude.
True, yeah.
And he had a piece of pizza.
Who's kitty litter that I just shit in?
Yeah, that's right.
I don't own a cat. Yeah. No, so
were you worried? Though, because of the Wolverine Origins movie that came out and he was in it, and did you think that maybe...
Yes and no. All the hype that they'd had about it was that it was going to be a lot better than that Origin X-Men. That wasn't Wolverine.
Yeah.
Was it just Wolverine, that one?
Yeah,
it was. X-Men Origins Wolverine.
Yeah, that was it. Yeah.
Yeah, no, I was glad that it, that was one thing that I found as well, the change from that Deadpool to this one was, he was very, the swords, like the bullet slicing,
swords,
had none of that in this one though.
No, so, it wasn't really as, fairy tale, fluffed up. I don't know the word. But anyway, they didn't really do a lot of that. They sort of kept it clean.
Yeah.
The storyline. Oh, yeah, I was really impressed with it.
Yeah, me too. Absolutely.
I think it's probably one of the best ones, you know, Marvel or even comic book in general, movies that has been out there. Like,
in terms of
keeping with the stories and the characters and the way.
When you say the stories, do you mean comics?
Yeah. Right. For instance, like that sister... Sister Margaritas or Margaritas. I'm just thinking Margaritas because I need a drink. Sister Margaret's.
the school thing
where he went. Like that's actually a thing in the comics. Like, go there and do stuff. So I thought that was good. They actually tied that in.
Right. So one thing we will, I will explain as well is I haven't read the comics on this. I won't be reading the comics for the other... Marvel and DC and any other comic book movies that we review. But Adam has. He's a very big comic fan. So he'll be having that input and that side of things.
Yeah, I'll be trying, but I'm sure that people criticise me. But
you can't please everyone, can
you? No, you can't. Nah. As much as you want to.
Yeah, especially in this new age of anonymity with the internet and just people just having an opinion that
That's
don't really care about. Sorry, I didn't say that.
No. Lol.
Yeah.
Hashtag.
Yeah.
Hashtag lol. Ruffle.
Right, so we've got a couple of points
that we
came up with when talking about this podcast and what we were going to
talk about. Well, actually, more so you than me.
I don't know. It was a joint aspect. Venture, sorry. I'll just wait for this phone to log in, apparently.
Yeah, well, there was R-rated. Just before we get into the points.
Yeah, that was good.
Oh, that was really good.
And it was
good to see him for him.
Yes.
You know? Got to see some gore. And that's one I don't have you. I'm not a big fan of Wolverine. That's what he needs to have, is an R-rated movie that just goes all out and chops and cuts and more blood.
Yeah, but, you know, I can't see Hugh doing that.
No.
He's got that...
even though he did make some good cameos. Following.
Yeah. Yeah, there was the following, he just told him to fuck off, didn't he?
Yeah.
In Days of Future Past, wasn't it?
Yeah. No, the first one. The
first X-Men.
Yeah, where they rocked up and he's like, get fucked or something.
Yeah. I'm swearing. Fuck him.
Oh, okay.
It's not a. I don't care who hears it. But anyway. So one thing I was quite, because as I said, we Kate and I saw that this in Singapore.
Mm-hmm.
So I was quite interested to get back to Australia and see it, just to see if anything had been cut out.
Because they do that, eh?
Everything was.
Did they do that? You know, we saw that Prince of Persia. In Dubai?
Yeah.
Did they take stuff out of that? It was many years ago.
It was that bad of a movie that
they probably should have taken the whole thing.
They probably could have taken what's out. I wouldn't know because I haven't gone back around to watch the movie again.
Either have I, to be honest.
That was the one thing I did hate about watching movies over there was if there was something spoken in Arabic, there was no subtitles. Yet there was Arabic subtitles for everything
else.
Come on.
Miss that count, guys.
Yeah.
Oh.
So, all right. What's your favourite line in the movie?
Look, my line would have to be the spelling out of Francis.
I'm going to spell it out for you.
Yeah, I'm going to spell it out for you.
That was quite good, yes.
Because I didn't pick up on that when I first watched it.
Oh, really?
I knew he said it, but I didn't click to it until after what he would do.
Right.
And then it wasn't until, but it's something I really appreciate the second and third time.
Yeah.
And even now, it's such a genius.
Yeah.
You've done well there. Yeah.
Yep. No, I agree. Yep.
Yep.
My favourite line came very early in the movie.
Tell me about it.
The opening 5-10 minutes, the car scene where he fell through the roof of the car.
Oh, I thought Mahmood or whatever his name was.
And he puts the cigarette lighter in the guy's mouth and says, I've never said this, but don't swallow. I laugh every time. And it always gets me in the funniest.
There's so much tongue in cheek.
It always gets me there. Yep.
Through the whole thing, yeah.
Just the little quick lines like when Colossus...
Oh, the mummy daddy button.
No, he handcuffs him and he says, I'm taking you to see Dr. Xavier or Professor Xavier. He's like, which one, McAvoy or Stewart? I always get these timelines confused. Yeah, just little things like that. And then when he goes to the mansion to get their help and...
Angry Sinead O'Connor.
Yeah, Negasonic Teenage Warhead.
That's it, He's
like,
pressure
into
prom sex or something.
Yeah. Oh, I feel sorry for the guys who pressures her into prom sex. Yeah. There's a few lines. Yeah. But no, the.
Bad for the person that ever did that.
Yes, that's true. Yes. He's like, I'm just going to wait out here by myself. It's quite interesting to only see two X-Men here.
Yeah.
As if the studio couldn't afford any more. Just things like that, and
the picture right there.
Yeah, yep. And the when he's in the when he's being wheeled on the cart, and he's like, "Oh, with my super suit, just don't make it green or animated." Yeah. Having a dig at himself, which was good.
Well, there was a lot of that. Even there was like that little toy.
In the slow-mo opening rolling thing. Was the
picture of the Green Lantern?
The wallet, the card top thing. Yeah. That was quite good, yeah. So Hugh Jackman's just taking a piss out of himself. Well, with this... Yeah.
Staples.
You know, I was actually watching it, and so I was watching it, so when it's doing that opening credit with the music playing...
Don't call me Angel.
Don't. Yeah.
Da-na-na.
Angel of the Morning, yeah.
Is that, yeah.
But it's like gratuitous cameo. And I was like, who are they referring to there?
It'd have to be.
Well, Stan Lee.
Oh, yeah, yeah, because he was the...
He was the...
DJ.
The DJ in the strip joint.
Yeah,
so getting, like, excellent. Down and dirty. That's what I... So here's an off-topic question. What's your favourite Stan Lee cameo? In all of his Marvel movies, just, you know, I've just thrown this question out at you. Didn't write this one down, so...
Yeah,
just have to think about it, yeah.
Well, that one was good. But his cameos in movies... Oh, there's that one in Guardians where he's a creepy sleazing on that young chick. And Rocket has a dig at him. Oh, yeah. Sleaze, you know.
Yeah, look at this old guy. Yep. Yeah.
Yeah, that's a... You know, I'm just trying to think of ones that, you know, notable ones where he was and... I mean, I'm only thinking that one of the first Captain America, the first Avenger, where he's given the award out and Captain America doesn't turn up.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that one.
But
yeah.
And I'm just trying to think in the other ones where...
Well, there was one in Iron Man where Robert Downey Jr. walks past him and he calls him Hef.
Oh, yeah.
So I thought that one was funny. Yeah. It was a banquet for himself that he hadn't been... That he just rocked up for, yeah.
That's in the first one, wasn't it?
I think, yeah. Pretty first sure it was the first one, yeah.
The bombs and buildings and bricks and mortar and ends up taking that chick back to...
That's right, yes. She was from Lost, wasn't she? Was that the Lost chick?
I don't know.
Anyway.
Went out a cup of tea, though, that night, I'm sure.
Yeah. Nothing else. Just stayed up and played Scrabble.
I think so, probably. Yeah. That's what you do when you're loaded like you.
When
I
you
guess.
Have so much money, it's not funny. Yeah.
It's hard.
What was one of your favourite visual effect?
Look, the opening scene was good. That was quite good. Yeah. And I think, and this is actually... the budget. I'm pretty sure they were a bit of a shoestring budget. And it was bugger all, and all the marketing everything was included in it, and they obviously smashed the marketing side of it. But, I thought the whole visual effects, everything went amazing compared to some others, but for what it was, I think everything worked. Yeah.
Yeah,
so absolutely. I'd have to say, the start, there's a lot that went into that. That was pretty good.
Yeah, nice. I think mine would have to be... the fact that the end fight scene was on a...
Oh, yeah.
It was set on an Avengers...
Like a shield.
Flight, the hover... Carrier, whatever you
want to call it. Whatever they call it these days.
Yeah. But I did enjoy that little crossover there.
Mm.
I was watching it, and I thought...
Just a broken down one.
Is that one of those? And then there was a scene where you saw the turbines on it. I thought, yep, no, I was right.
It is.
But, you know, so I thought that was good, the way that they did that. So yeah, the visual effect of that, but also the crossover into the Avengers.
They got a bit of the greater Marvel into it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, and they had the old X-Men jet from cartoons.
Like just that small little snippet of it on the freeway at the start there.
Yeah, but it was the old school one, like from the actual cartoons.
Way
back in the day. Although that was good that they used that rather than going with some new crazy, stupid design. Let's keep it to
its origin.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, no, that's
keep good. It true to the source material.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah, so that's what I thought, man.
Yeah, nice. I'm just trying to think, it wasn't really anything.
No, nothing else that really springs out. It was all pretty standard. It wasn't really visual effects heavy.
I thought the repertoire with him and Dharpinder, the taxi driver.
That was good.
I thought that was quite funny.
Yeah. Dharpinder.
Yeah. And
what's the daffodils? Yeah, the daffodil smell and all the world doesn't smell like that. But
yeah. But
the cameo by Hugh.
Yeah,
we touched on it earlier.
I thought TJ Miller, absolutely hilarious.
Yeah,
he was my favourite cameo, if you like. He was a co-star, but very short.
Yeah,
appearances in it, but still very funny. Have you watched Silicon Valley?
No.
Oh my god, man! You need to.
Is that what he's in that? Is he?
Oh, yeah, he. I think he makes that show. It's so funny.
No, I haven't.
Oh,
right. Yeah, so it's definitely something I should. check out.
Yes, as a nerd,
all right.
A fellow nerd, yeah, I think you would really appreciate that show.
All right.
Quite funny.
Might check it out then.
Yeah, yeah.
I'll get it off you. Borrow the DVDs.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Yeah.
I see what you did there. So Ryan Reynolds
killed it.
Very good in this. Yep.
Pretty much made for it. That was, yeah, not a, what else I thought worked was, you know, the whole inner monologue that he has and the talking
to the audience.
Yeah. I mean, that's so true to the comics.
Right.
But that's, yeah, I'm glad they did. I'm guessing I probably will, you know, always had that in mind to do it that way. But yeah, it really worked, I thought, especially keeping within the ethos of the comics. Another real thumbs up point for me.
Okay, so talk to me about the comics. So how similar?
They
do it with
different bubbles. So, you know, they got the bubbles for talking and whatever. Like, so his inner monologue doesn't have like a little voice thing going down to him.
It's just like dots coming off his...
This little bubble just he's talking and whatever. And yeah, so it carries on similar to how he was doing in the movie.
And is in the comics, is it Francis?
No, it depends on it. There's so many. I mean,
So many. Who's your favourite author of Deadpool then? Like within the. So you've had these.
No idea. Had
different.
The series right. I've been getting into the.
Author series, yeah.
The Deadpool and Cable series.
Right, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. And Cable is. Sorry, I'm.
So that is. See, it's not his father, is it? No, I think it is. That's his father. Yeah.
Right, okay. Hmm.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's his father because Scott Summerso Cyclops is Cable's father. It's weird. It's in the comics.
Right. Oh, wow, okay.
Yeah. It's but weird. They don't actually... I think I don't actually know if Cable is Deadpool's dad. Because in some of the comics, you don't really know that. It's just a prick and they don't like each other. But anyway. Yeah, so that's one I've been reading recently. He goes to France and... Does some stuff. There's some blue people. Yeah.
Blue people as in Nightcrawler type people?
No, some sect church thing where they inject people with some stuff and they end up being blue and it's like a sect and they want to change the world, but yeah.
Oh, righto. Okay.
Yeah.
Right. While we're on the topic of Marvel stuff, have you watched any of... So recently Comic-Con...
yes.
The last couple of weeks.
Yeah.
Have you watched any of the panels?
I did.
The intro things for the new Marvels that are coming out?
Yeah. So I watched the trailer for that. Doctor Strange.
I'm really looking forward to that.
Really? I don't know. It hasn't really grabbed me by the short and curlies.
But... I watched it. I was exactly the same. And then this morning, I watched... it was a Comic-Con trailer. It was a 4-minute trailer. Whoa, the visual effects on it looks amazing. I can't wait to see it now. Yeah, I'll show you. I'll show you the clip.
Yeah, show me after this. Yeah.
Yeah, it looks great.
All right.
Yeah. It's got.
I'll see it, but I don't know.
The same. It's like how are they going to like? Haven't read the comics.
Yeah. Well, I haven't either.
You know, done the wiki read of what it's about. But then. Watching that 4-minute, I'd watched a trailer before that and thought, you know. But then watching that trailer this morning.
It's got some good actors, though.
Holy shit. Yeah, definitely.
Slave, Once for Slave.
12 Years of Slave.
Yeah, that's him. Yeah, mate. That chick.
Tilda Swinton. Swinton, the tall one from... she was in The Beach. You remember that Leonardo DiCaprio movie, The Beach?
I do remember that one.
Yeah, she was the leader of that the camp that they went to.
I can't remember the chick's name. She was in Constantine, the chick that turned up. But anyway,
Rachel McAdams as well, and guy from Hannibal.
Yeah,
that guy.
I think it'll be similar to Guardians. Like, yeah, that's the vibe I'm getting because they're good actors.
Yeah.
So there wasn't really much known about Guardians to the general public, but it was really accepted well. When it was released, so I suspect that it might be the same with this, that people are like, I don't really know, and I'll do a bit of reading about it, and I'll go see it, and get blown away, like, hey, yeah, that's
Yep.
Well, that Benedict.
Tilda Swinton. That's the one.
Yeah, that's the one I'm talking about. Yeah.
Tilda Swinton.
So yeah, that's
you mentioned Guardians there.
Yeah, I watched the panel for that.
Yep, I haven't watched that season two or the second movie. I haven't watched that that panel yet. But
I had a bit of a look at that. It's old Mickey Rourke, Mickey. Fucking
who the Raiders?
I can't remember his real name.
Yeah, no, I watched him.
But he came out and he had his full.
Yeah, he was in the full. I think all the
Ravagers.
Ravagers.
Yeah, they were all in it. But
and they also announced.
Who? I don't think
Brie Larson for.
Captain Marvel.
Captain Marvel.
I'd never heard of her before. Really? No.
She's been in heaps of things.
Has she?
Michael Rooker.
That's it. Yondu. Yeah.
God, man. How good is IMDb?
Yeah, it's good for idiots like us that forget.
That's right. Yep, exactly. Kate knows every. You say, oh, this movie. Oh, with that person.
Randolph.
How do you do that? But anyway.
Sometimes I just photographic memory.
Yeah. Shit.
Not me.
I'd never heard of Ronan. We're getting off topic.
We are getting off topic, yeah.
We just love Marvel stuff. We've split a little bit. So, yeah. What's another point we're going to talk about, mate?
I've got some notes here.
Let's go.
Some things that I thought were good. So, I thought the adaptation of him, like his healing, was good. So, when he sawed his arm off, and then he's grows that little hand, and then, yeah, it's going to feel so big tonight. That was good, but I think they nailed that, the healing and, him getting shot. They
right poke fun Main of it. Street.
Yeah. It was the perfect amount of humour, I thought, all the way through for the character.
Yeah, and he did it well.
They've got to get a big budget for the next one. Have to, after the way.
Well, so
I mean, they made a lot of money.
How well it was just like, how well it did. You would think that the studio will be backing it with a massive budget for the next episode.
Makes me wonder that if the studio does back it, will they get away with as much knowing, I don't know. They made so much money off this one that hopefully that should be fun.
Yeah.
I don't know how it works, but maybe. Well, Cable's supposed to be in it.
Don't fuck it up.
Yeah. That's right, if you listen, don't fuck it. You're on a good thing.
Yeah, that's right.
Then Cable's going to be the next one. So I don't know how they're going to play that out. But, dudes to play him. Dude off of Avatar.
Let me have a look at...
Yeah, dude off Avatar. He really wants to have a crack at him. I don't know his name.
Which dude off Avatar? The main character from Avatar, the Australian, Sam Worthington.
Not Sam Worthington. No, yeah, the army dude, the military guy from the planet.
Yeah.
Real hard ass. He's in that.
Terra Nova.
That's I wanted to say pterodactyl, but the dinosaur one. I never watched it. I saw the ads. I don't know if anyone else has watched it out there, but is it even worth it?
I tried to watch an episode on Stephen Lang. That's the guy you mean.
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
I think it'd be good.
Right, fair enough.
He's a big dude.
Okay, so Cable's supposed to... All right, so you're saying before Cable is his father, so he would be perfect. Or you could even get Mickey Rourke. No, that's a bit too old.
Goodness knows what he's done these days. He's probably held up in a penthouse in Vegas somewhere.
Charlie Sheen.
Might be Charlie Sheen, yeah. Well, they could be hanging out together. Who knows? Tiger Blood. Yeah, but he's supposed to be in the next one.
Right, okay.
It'd be awesome if
Deadpool
he was.
Deadpool 2 will actually be Cable and Deadpool. Well, that's just a clip off the internet, just Googling that. But, the comics would perceive him to be a lot older than Deadpool by the way it's drawn. But again, different adaptations.
Yeah, that's right. Goodness knows what storyline. I mean, I'm guessing the movie was followed some kind of storyline, or maybe just took bits and pieces from, various stories and just put them in and just, they just ran with their own.
Yep. All right, a random question. You do a Deadpool mashup, a crossover with Deadpool and another Marvel movie. Which one would you do?
Oh, we probably wouldn't do Wolverine.
Nah.
Maybe, you probably wouldn't do X-Men either, would you? Well, they've got a series out now with Gambit. No, Hawkeye.
Oh, really?
Yeah, with someone. It's like a new one. If you go on the Marvel comic thing, it's a new series. It might be Gambit or something they're doing stuff with.
Oh, okay.
But
I would go Guardians.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Why is that?
I don't know. I just think...
it'd be good. It'd be funny.
I think they'd bounce off each other well.
Yeah.
Chris Pratt and Ryan Reynolds. I think they'd be quite funny.
Yeah, it would. He's good, eh? Chris Pratt.
Oh, yeah.
I like him in that role. Just nailed it.
Quite funny.
We're off topic again.
We are. Yeah. We need to get back to Deadpool. Right, let's get back to Deadpool. All right, so what else were your notes, mate?
Where did it go wrong? Right. Well, I don't think it really went wrong too much personally. I think they really nailed it. But, you know, you take everything, if you're looking at it as a movie, I enjoyed the movie as a whole from start to finish.
Yep.
And if you go into like, right, you know, money, it was more money, you know, could have been better and this and that. I think they had the right blend of everything.
Yep.
And this sort of sounds like a cop-out, I guess. But I just think it's a lot. They just hit it. And it was just simple and it worked.
Yep. I think it was the right length too.
Yeah.
So a runtime of 109 minutes.
Was it?
Yeah. Any longer? I don't think it needed. Did it really need to go any longer?
What else would you have done? I mean, they kept it pretty tight, you know.
Yep.
They just had it mainly around that. How they like going back and forth to lay the story and that, which, you know, was needed as the first one.
Yep. Yeah. But you got to tell the story. They kept the origin.
They kept movies. It all pretty. They stayed within their lane. You know, they didn't try and inject this character and this character and, you know, try and make it this big fucking spectacle when, well, obviously they didn't have budget, but, you know, they didn't overcomplicate it.
Yeah. Yep.
So, I guess in that regard. And I think we've already said it, but the fact it was R-rated, that made me happy. You know, they would never have been able to do a lot of the things they did without it being that. And I'm glad that, you know, it just wouldn't have the same effect.
Yeah, that's right.
Yep. I think it was, you know, they obviously knew it was a gamble to do that, but I think now they have seen the benefit that it paid off.
Yep, absolutely. Lost that. What was I going to say?
Hey, what do you reckon?
Oh, that's what it's going to be. The Honest Trailers. Have you watched those? From Screen Junkies?
I've seen it, mate, but I haven't.
So he's actually in it, like.
Oh, really?
Yeah, did like so. Ryan Reynolds was actually part of the Honest Trailers for it, and it's hilarious. Like it's,
yeah, so that's
absolutely
another
good. So another point. We'll have a look at that clip after as well.
Yeah, show us that. Yeah, yeah. This is another point too. That clearly he doesn't take himself too seriously. He's not your typical Hollywood that. I'm all important.
Of course not. He's Canadian.
He is too. Canadian, he takes a piss out of himself. Yeah, he rides bikes, man.
Yeah. Bumps into people, says sorry, and gives them a donut. You know, that type.
That's the kind of.
Yeah.
Oh, you geez, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Sorry about that.
He'd be a big fan of Timmy Hortons.
Well, he'd have to be.
Yeah.
Yeah. Canadian. Of course.
Well, I've still got that taste in my mouth.
Although he is from Vancouver.
So. Was that vanilla something?
French vanilla cappuccino. French vanilla. Can't go wrong.
Was it the toffee? I know we're all talking about English toffee, yeah. I was trying to think last night.
Dang. If
there's a Canadian fan out there, do we have a Facebook page?
We do have a Facebook page, Adam. It is facebook.com/AT. Wow, you've put me on the spot there. I got him.
Yes.
I will bring that up.
While Dave's doing that, the Olympics have just started today.
Oh, how good is it? I love it.
The Olympics, love Olympic it. Ceremony.
Opening ceremony, man. Yeah.
What did I say?
Sorry to correct you there.
No, that's all right. No, we can do that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good. This is not good. Live or anything. Just dominate me in front of everybody.
Yeah, not a problem.
You found it.
I did, but yeah, because I'm looking at it through the app, I don't have the actual. So go to Facebook, search for All Things Movies and Sports.
Yes.
You'll see a little blue album cover with the little.
It's still in development. We haven't really done.
Yep, first too much episode.
By we, I mean Dave. but it's only new, but if for whatever reason someone in Canadian town,
Canadia
Air likes us and feels like compelled to.
We actually have Twitter as well.
Oh, we've got Twitter as well.
We do have a Twitter as well.
Lol, hashtag.
But I, as I say that, I don't have that.
Open, no, that's so all right.
Just give me 2 seconds as well.
Yeah.
But yeah, it should be also at AT. ATM.
AT&T. That's a thing. That's like Telstra. But in America.
Thanks, man.
But in America. Oh.
Having a brain fart here. So it's at ATMAS podcast. That's the Twitter handle.
Yeah, so tweet us. Tweet. You know, I'm pretty sure everybody would say that on a podcast or whatever initially because they're all ramped up. This is something new. Yeah, tweet us at whatever your hashtag is. Tweet, you know. It's new. Oh, there it is.
ATMAS podcast one. Sorry, at ATMAS podcast one. There we go. Finally.
Yeah.
Apparently, yeah.
Get us down.
That's interesting. Yep.
Yeah, we'll like it. Do our things. But,
do you use Twitter much?
Sorry?
Do you use Twitter much?
Look, I'm not going to lie. I do have a Twitter account, but it's not me. I was me
don't,
originally.
Don't say who it is.
I won't say who I am.
Can't get to,
no, but I did that, have one as a male, and then I decided to have one as a female. And I found out that people just follow me because I'm a female. It was a little social experiment. Thanks very much, people out there that have jumped on board with that. But
yeah, you know who you are.
I know who I am. Yes.
Alrighty. One of the talking points that we did have written down was plot points that didn't make sense. I didn't really have any for it. I thought it was good.
Yeah. What didn't make sense? I didn't get lost.
No.
In the movie. So that's one way to look at it, I guess, too.
Yep.
Like, did you get lost? Did you not understand something? Yeah, I think it kind of flowed.
Yep. That's right, yeah. No, yeah. There wasn't anything that made me sit there going... Wow, what are they on about there? How did it get to this point?
How did he get there?
Yeah. Yep.
Francis.
Excuse me, got the hiccups. Another point we had written down were the things that didn't get resolved. So if something got raised in the movie that then
didn't
nothing came of it.
No, I can't really.
I did have something written down.
They didn't really leave it hanging either.
No, that's right.
You know, apart from what all movies do these days is they set themselves up for, you know, the next one, but I guess he just came out and said that, you know.
Yeah. There was something that I didn't, that was so, and I'm not sure if it was something that is in the comics, but when Ajax is doing the drop with the Middle Eastern guy.
Oh, yeah.
He talks about supply chain stuff, and then he picks him up and all that sort of bit.
Yeah.
And he's like, does he say fucking mutants or I hate mutants or something like that? But is there something comics-wise with that?
Nah.
No?
So yeah,
Random bit for that. Yeah,
was it just right setting up the...
May have just been setting up the... Then they were going somewhere, and that's when he got them on the freeway.
Or maybe
that's
they were just...
What that was about. So.
Or they were the dudes that... Were they just buying the super freaks off him once he squared them away? Like, do you know he makes all those super freaks? Was he selling them to those dudes? I don't know.
Is that what was in the things? Right. Yeah.
Maybe.
I'm going to have another look at it, to be honest, because I hadn't thought of that.
Because he said he had supply, so I think...
Yeah.
Let's... Yeah.
Yeah. Well, something to think about. There we go.
Francis.
There you go.
Cheeky Francis.
I'm not going to lie. I did have... sorry, I'm just going to grab something.
Yep. So I'll just wait here and go about my business.
So...
Oh, you actually did that.
Yeah. So what I'm showing Adam is a bottle of Ajax where I've actually crossed it out and written Francis above it. Yeah. Just, you know, just for shits and giggles. And you know what? I'm going to take a photo of that and I'm going to put it on our website.
Oh, yeah, do it.
On our Facebook and Twitter. And I'll tweet that as well.
Tweet it.
I will tweet it.
So many people out there that feel like looking at it can.
So, Yeah. I did find that quite funny. That was an internet...
yeah, pretty much lit up, didn't
fad
it?
...fad that was happening. So,
yeah, everyone decided that, or, you know, with a little bit of geekiness about them.
Yeah, so I found that funny. So I thought I'd do it the same.
Yeah. Mate, I LOL'd hashtag Ruffle.
Alrighty, so what's another Deadpool point, mate? What do you got?
Deadpool. Mate, I think we pretty much covered most of the ones for the... for the movie. I mean, we could have who else could have played the role of him.
I don't think anyone else
could have. Nah, you cover off all the actors that are going around these days. You know, I can't really think of someone that would have done justice to it. I guess as much as he did. I mean, in mind you, he'd already done the role in that debacle of a movie, that Origins Wolverine. And, I mean, that kind of laid the scene.
Yep. No,
yeah, he was good in that.
I think...
For what he... Yeah, he was good for what he had to work with, I guess.
That really was a bad
movie. Yeah. And I'm a Wolverine fan too, man. Still kicks me in the nuts.
I am glad that the Deadpool character... was revived in the movie.
Yeah, they couldn't just leave it just at that. Yeah,
they do take the piss out of that as well.
Yeah, yeah.
With their little like, and that's where things went pear shaped. And then it's got the little stick figure, like the animated, the figurine. Sorry,
yeah.
Of it. And he's like, well, not that pear shaped. Yeah. So again, taking the piss out of like, not being too serious and taking the piss out of yourself in the movie and just that. The way that they did that, I really enjoyed it. I can't even tell you how many times I've watched it now.
Yeah, that was definitely one thing they'd done really well. And they must have gone in with that plan. Like, you know, in order for this to work and have success, we've just got to be able to take the piss out of ourselves for one and what's been done previous.
Yep.
Yeah.
Well, who were the writers for this? I haven't actually looked at it.
Man, I think it was the dudes. I remember reading some ages ago that done Zombieland.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I did enjoy that. That was good.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. I read something ages ago that they were penning it, but I didn't really look at anything after. I know Reynolds had... something to do with it.
Zombieland, yeah.
It was?
Yep,
yeah. Yeah, right. Was. Yeah, well, there you go.
That was a funny movie, too. It was. I did like that. Movie. Bill Murray. Stupid Bill Murray.
Nice Bill Murray.
Oh, and he's there. He's got...
are they writing the sequel?
Writing the screenplay for Deadpool 2. So, scheduled to be released 2018.
Right on.
So, yeah.
Oh, he's that Rob... Liefeld. He's the author, so he's the one that kicked it off. He started writing Deadpool, yeah.
Right, okay, yeah, cool.
Many, many moons ago. Yeah. Well, there he is. Deadpool.
All right, well, yeah. All right, so, we'll fade out on this part of the podcast, and we shall move on into sports.
Yeah. So, all right, let's talk some sports. We love sport.
Given today, opening ceremony of the Olympics, are you looking forward to watching the Olympics? Are you an Olympics fan?
Look,
what is your favourite sport?
I haven't really gone into it as much this year. I guess there's been a lot of bad press going on. With everything going on over there. But I think, now it's kicked off and everything's going, I'll definitely be watching some sports for sure.
Yep.
Obviously, a big one for me is...
Rugby Sevens?
Rugby Sevens, yeah. And the Boomers take on the US Dream Team Thursday, I think.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Are they in our pool?
Yes, they are. So
that's a loss straight off the bat. Yeah,
I feel sorry for the Dream Team. Do you see where they're staying?
Oh no, I haven't.
They're staying on some cruise ship in the harbour. Yeah, they're staying on some cruise ship or something in the harbour.
Really?
Yeah, so they're not staying in the village. They're in.
Oh, of course not. Why would they?
That's right. Yeah. I know. Yeah. Terrible. Terrible.
Do you reckon that their entire... the entire net worth of that team would be about...
You've got to have them under lock and key. I mean...
Well, I saw something about two of the NBA guys were caught in it. Like, they thought it was a strip club, but it was a brothel or something. It was a,
really?
Yeah.
I took a wrong turn.
Yeah.
El Strippo, mean El Brotho. Oh, sorry.
Yeah. All right, so...
Actually, I've got a funny thing to say.
Right.
So, father-in-law was taking Spanish lessons with this dude, this Dan Tazzy. And he goes, oh, you know, well, what are you taking Spanish for? He's like, oh, I'll, this is last year. He goes, oh, I'm going to be going to the Olympics next year. So I want to learn Spanish to make sure that
no.
I'm all up on the language when I get over there so I can, you know, can communicate. And, you know, I didn't have the heart to say, oh, they actually speak Portuguese over there, mate. Didn't have the heart. But I thought that was funny. That the really? Whole LO, that reminded me, like, don't speak Spanish, you know, Portuguese.
Oh, that's gold.
Yeah. I noticed you've got something there with the Giants.
I do. I've just got today's scores.
I did have a look at that before.
Going down to Washington. You came
and got me.
Yeah, 5-1.
Got pumped.
Yeah.
Well, they're on top, man, of their division.
They are.
Washington. There's some teams that are on top that I would never really thought. You know, Cleveland having a big... hoo-ha, they haven't won anything in years. Indians are killing it at the moment.
Really? Oh, yeah, wow, they are, yeah.
You know?
Yep.
So, that'd be good anyway for Cleveland against something else.
Well, I don't mind... I'm a Giants fan, but I also don't mind keeping an eye on the Blue Jays.
Is it Aussie?
So,
isn't there an Aussie that...
There was an Aussie pitching there last year.
Yeah.
When I say I keep an eye on them, I don't keep an eye on
religiously
the actual roster or anything like that. So I'd have to look to see whether or not he's still playing. But so they're in a tight one for the lead of that division over the
East,
Baltimore Orioles. But
yeah, that is pretty tight in there, isn't it?
Well, yeah, I don't understand. I'm guessing that this hasn't updated properly because they're actually above them,
yeah,
wins wise. But yeah,
Yankees are at the bottom. Oh,
that's good to see. Well, no, you've got Tampa Bay, but that's not really.
They're down there.
Yeah,
they're down there.
I am a little bit worried about the Dodgers catching up to us in our division. As I said to you before the podcast, we're down 4 in our last 10. We've a record of 4-6, so hopefully it's not like a September, an August slump. I really hope they
could be resting. Man, you know what? I didn't realize that Lidstrom's gone.
Oh, really?
Yeah, man, he's gone to the Angels.
What?
Yeah.
What am I this year? Seeing? What's his name was out as well, Hunter Pence. He'd been out injured for a little while as well.
Yeah, righto, yeah.
But he was back in their win on Friday morning, so Thursday morning. Thursday morning,
yeah.
Yeah, he was back for that game as well. Righto. I think the game before that as well. But yeah, so Buster Posey and Hunter Pence both back and fit and playing.
Yeah, I had a quick look last night, and Madison cut his hair.
Maybe that's why he's not.
That's, you know. No, it doesn't look right.
Is he still riding his horse?
Yeah, maybe.
Is it?
Ding, 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 ding.
How funny would that be? It's his turn to close, and he just rides out of the bullpen on his on his horse.
It's cool. Come on, get up there. Yeah. I think of Kenny Powers.
You're fucking out,
Kenny fucking Powers.
He's got a new show.
Oh, really?
Vice Principals. I haven't seen it, but I hear good things.
Really?
It's him and the guy from Justified. Did you ever watch Justified? Tim Olifanti, right? Yeah, but not him. It's the guy that's the Boyd Crowder. That guy.
Oh, the...
Yeah, yeah, with the teeth, that guy. Let's talk Seahawks.
Yeah, let's talk Seahawks. Training camp, preseason. Good vibes, mate. All things I've been reading.
Yep.
Bennett got kicked out of training, or, you know, pretty much sat down to rest because they had a bit of a skirmish and was just, got a bit it's, of, just been, it's been really competitive.
Yeah, nice. That's and what I got, want to hear.
There's a good vibe going on in the camp.
Giddy up.
Yeah. So I'm buzzing, man. So the 15th of August can't come quick enough. Well, 16th will be 16th down here, won't it?
Yeah, that's the first preseason
game. Yeah, who Chiefs. Chiefs. Yeah. Earl Thomas is injury free. He's looking the goods.
Nice. Who'd we get from, what was his name from the Saints?
Jimmy Graham.
Graham.
Tight end, yeah.
Yeah. Hopefully so he has a better season this year. It was a little bit.
Yeah. Maybe they figure out ways to use him.
That of him going of to the Seahawks, but yeah. There wasn't really much.
I am pretty devastated that no Marshawn.
Yeah, it's a big loss.
Yeah, it is. I had the nod too from the old wifey that yeah, if he went on again this year, I had the
you were going to be there. Yeah, and watch a game.
I was going to have a go home and watch a game. But
have you been to Seattle? Ever?
No.
I caught a train from Vancouver down to Seattle and got off the train station and
people nice?
Yeah, nice, yeah. But
didn't look at you strange?
Well, no.
No, not more any more than normal.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. But no, look, I turned around and so it was 2011 and it was CenturyLink,
yep.
Stadium.
Still is, yeah.
Yeah. So I've turned walked out of the train station and turned left and went, oh, holy shit, it's right there. Oh, I couldn't believe it. And got a good view of it from, what do you call it, the Space Needle. Yeah,
looked really cool. Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
I keep forgetting good. That's what it's called, it was, the Space Needle.
So that and also the Mariners Stadium.
Yep.
Got a good view of that. So
I think they had a game yesterday. I don't know how they went.
To be honest, I haven't actually looked. I don't actually see how the Mariners go. Middle of the AL West, so really.
They're just there.
Yeah.
Pulling along.
Yeah.
But
I did actually go for the Supersonics
when they were in.
But yeah, didn't OKC. Follow the, didn't follow the
Kevin Durant. Let's
Thunder when they moved. So
Kevin Durant. Sell out.
Big move to the Warriors.
Can't beat them, join them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Be interesting to see how that goes for
having just a team full
Curry
of
and
superstars.
Yeah.
How the dynamic works.
Who'd Bogut go to? Where'd he go from there?
Dallas. I'm really hoping that
is he gonna play with Dirk? Is Dirk still playing?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wow.
Signed on for $50 million for two seasons.
Who, Dirk? Or Bogut? Oh.
No, Bogut's he's got one year deal for 11 or 10.
He wouldn't be able to get that much.
No. I just hope he hangs there for a bit. Should be good for his life after basketball. Oh, Cuban.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Mark Cuban.
That's right.
Wait, what was the vodka?
Entourage.
Yeah, what was it? Was it vodka?
No, it was tequila.
Yeah. That's right. The turtle was pushing.
Yeah.
What was it called? Aviance? Yeah. And his missus was sold the gear. She was selling it.
Yeah,
and going around doing the promotion gigs and wouldn't call him and Turtle, he never gets any. He had no luck. Poor turtle.
Nice. So, got to wait looking until October for NHL to kick off. Sorry, NHL, and then
you go for the Kings, don't you?
I will knock you the fuck
knock
out.
You the fuck out.
I have seen the Kings play at
in LA.
Staples Center, yeah, and it was quite good that the Avalanche beat them. Go Avalanche!
Have you seen how they do the? Should you keep going? Sorry,
no,
I won't cut you off.
Oh, you have, so you might as well keep going.
Might as well keep going. Oh, thanks. The stadium, the Staples Center, how they change it for games and that, like, so the ice stays on the bottom and they put the basketball.
Yeah. They just cover the floor.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Out of control.
Yeah, I've seen that. Well, that's what they do for
that YouTube things, thing. Yeah.
Yeah, for it was for Madison Square Garden between the Knicks and the Rangers.
Yep.
But this year's exciting as well. There's a World Cup, Hockey World Cup.
Oh, really? Yeah. Where's that?
It's in Toronto.
That's in Canada, right?
Yeah, it is. Yeah. They haven't had one since 2000 and was either 94 or 2004. I'll have to double check that. But yeah, it's been a while. There's been world championships, but never, but hasn't recently been a World Cup. So that's going to be good.
Who would be the world, the best team, the best country in the world for ice hockey players? Russia?
Well, there's so many different things to base that on.
Who won the last one?
The last one what? The last one World Cup or the last World Championships?
Right.
So the last Olympic gold medalist was Canada.
Okay.
The one before that was Canada.
Yep.
So
they're good when it comes to Olympics. So are they good?
Yep. They're good at World Champs as well, yes.
Okay.
They did win the World Champs recently. Oh, was it this last year, the year before? I think it was both. Been to the Hockey Hall of Fame in Toronto, seen the golden goal puck and stick and gloves and actual goal in the Hockey Hall of Fame for that. Because Sid Crosby won the game, won the gold medal in overtime. Golden goal.
Who'd they beat?
That was USA. Yeah.
And
that was actually in Vancouver as well. So for them to win that there, that was just, yeah.
My mum will be there soon.
Very nice.
Yeah.
You should hit her up and tell her to go get Tim Hortons. Yeah. French vanilla, cappuccino. Yeah.
And get some hockey memorabilia.
Well, no, she won't from there.
Okay.
You've got to go to Toronto for good hockey memorabilia.
Maple Leafs.
Toronto, yes.
Yes. Yeah.
Vancouver Canucks.
So, I've got another question for you because you know more about hockey than what I do.
Sure.
Now, are there any clauses or anything like that that NHL players can't play for their country because of the money they're on with their team? They won't release them to play for their country because they might get injured or there's none of that. They're pretty much Olympics, or whatever. Yeah.
Well, there's actually a fair bit of debate about this at the moment that they're expecting to be paid
to play
at the Olympics.
Really?
I haven't read all the.
Yeah,
all the things on it, but there's a fair chance that if the IOC and the NHLPA, the Players Association,
yep,
don't come to an agreement that the actual NHL players won't be playing in the Olympics,
right?
Which would go back to I think it should be back to amateur. So the Olympics being an amateur.
Well, that's what they've said to. With the NBA, the basketball.
Yeah, I know they've gone. 92, the Dream Team came in.
Yeah, they've gone, let's get college.
Well, it should be amateurs.
Yeah, that's right. Not professional.
That's right.
I actually agree with you on that.
It's an amateur thing. Well, the Olympics were based on it being an amateur event, but
Mount Olympus.
People wanting to see the best.
It has overshadowed that and pushed them towards the way it is now. Yeah.
Yep. So,
but it does. It kind of takes away from, I guess, you look at, let's take basketball, for instance, because it's people from everywhere all around the world playing in the NBA, getting paid millions of dollars.
Yeah, but then you don't even have the best team out there at the moment.
That's right.
Because LeBron's not playing.
That's right. You don't. People can opt out for whatever reasons. And
Irving's not playing.
Yeah. And it's pretty much almost a foregone conclusion that the Dream Team's going to win the basketball.
Yeah, that's right.
You know? And it's just pretty much just a rally for the other two medals. And that's where it's been previous. You know, there'd been a little bit of... it's been a little bit of fight, but... Yeah, nothing. Nothing really. It's always been the US.
Yeah, that's right. Alrighty. Well, that's the first episode of All Things Movies and Sports.
It is.
Covering Deadpool and
bits of random tidbits of sports.
Sports and also other random movie.
We had the Olympics tidbits. In there.
We did have the Olympics. I'm very happy with that.
There was a yacht too.
A yacht?
Remember there's a yacht? We talked about the US Dream Team, the yacht.
Oh, yeah.
We had a yacht in there too. We covered quite a bit.
Yeah. Excellent. A lot of sports. Yeah.
And a yacht.
And a yacht. Yep. Alrighty, well, we're going to go off and watch the Canberra Brave try and beat the Sydney Ice. Melbourne Ice, sorry. Sydney Ice Dogs.
Why are you naming team Ice?
Yeah, I know, right? It's not as if you're playing on it or anything.
It's an epidemic.
Yeah. Oh.
Are you in there?
Right, I see what you did.
See what I did there?
Alrighty, cool. All right, well, thank you for listening, and we shall catch you on the next episode.
You don't love me.
No, that was quite good. I see what you did there. I do it all the time. It's like, oh, I'm just going to go, I've just been on the ice, and I was skating. So we haven't spoken about what we're going to do for the next podcast.
No, we haven't.
What movie should we review?
I don't know.
What about Guardians?
Let's do it.
Yep, we both enjoyed that one, so that'll be, good. Cool. Alrighty, well, thanks for listening, and we'll catch you on the next one.
Thank you very much.
Later.